Life Audio.
Hey, welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Cluck, joined as always in studio by my good friends, my partners in radio, Barnabas Piper and Ronald J. Martin. Boys, we are rapidly approaching Indy Live, September 24, Indianapolis, the great city, my former stomping grounds, Soma Church and Day Spa there in Midtown. Piper, where can people get their tickets?
Yeah, if you go to thehappyrant.com, hit the little tab at the top that says the live show, you can find all the details there. You can get our deluxe tickets, which come with a custom t-shirt for the event. You can get our standard tickets, in which case you get all of the same live broadcasting fun and interaction with us, just without the t-shirt. And it'll be September 24th. That's a Sunday night, 7 p.m. And it's going to be a blast, and it'll be a great send-off for the show, I think.
Can't wait. Have you seen the shirt designs, Pipe?
I have not. Josh has kept it a great secret. And in fact, I'm not sure I saw. So we had a custom shirt when we did the show in New Albany. What was that, a year and a half, 2 years ago? Yep. And I'm not sure I saw that design until shortly beforehand either. And he's kind of, you know, he pulled some magic out of the air for that one. So
yeah,
kind of, it had kind of a cool retro arcade vibe to it. And I anticipate this one being all that and more.
Yeah, Josh Byers, talented guy. He's definitely never done us wrong in the area of merch, and it's going to be great. Boys, I've been fielding questions from people as we approach closing the show. Questions along the lines of, like, where they can hear us moving forward. And I want to get into that and the idea of bucket lists after this short break.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, boys, we're back. There's been much weeping and gnashing of teeth out in radio land at the kind of industry-shaking announcement that the Happy Rant is closing its doors after nearly a decade. And people want to know naturally where they can hear us moving forward. Do we have anything to tell them along those lines? Do you guys have other podcasts or other like little projects in the works or anything you want to tell the good people of the Happy Rant listenership about?
Ronnie?
So I have just a little top seek, but got a new pod that's going to be coming out with our own Jared C. Wilson soon.
Oh man.
Gosh, is it a new pod or a new old pod?
It's a revamped version of our old pod that's going to be coming to town.
Okay, so, man. Ooh. Yeah. Industry news. The journalists out there are picking up their pens and
it's big. It's
right in the news releases as we speak. So that's massive. Pipe, what do you got?
And not only that, but I have another even more secret than that pod that's going to be dropping first of the year that I can't really say too much about. But just be looking on the usual channels to get more info as the year approaches.
Now, why so secretive, baby, about that one? Are there loose ends still yet to be tied up? Big deals in the offing? Why are we so secretive about it?
Yeah, still loose ends, still some big deals, and have the title, but it's still it's a little bit in process, and so I just want to make sure it's all set before I drop. So
okay, man. That's exciting stuff. Piper, what do you got going?
Not a ton on my end. Like, no specific plans. I anticipate, you know, I'm using this time for this a period of mourning, grieving.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You know, soul searching.
Would really appreciate privacy during this difficult season. spend time with my family, which is code for look for ways to make money elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
No, in terms of podcasting, I don't have anything specific lined up. I think, you know, we have gotten the occasional request to, well, hey, is the Happy Rant sports podcast going to continue? And I have been non-committal about that, which, because, you know, you and I have not sat down and hashed out the logistics of that. And I mean, continuing is generous considering we haven't done one in like 4 months. I don't know if it's continuing or restarting or whatever.
Right.
Resurrected. And then, the only other thing is probably our church has a podcast channel that, you know, we have one where it's sermons and teaching, and then another one that is more kind of life of the church stuff, teaching kind of stuff in terms of, or a little bit more interview, that kind of thing. So I might be a little bit more involved and invested there. It's called the Sidebar Podcast, if people wanted to go check it out. So in coming months, no specific plans, but I've talked to Tony, who runs that podcast for us, and we're kind of chewing on some ideas of how to take that channel and flesh it out. It'll be aimed at our church, but hopefully something that's beneficial to just believers in general. So that's a possibility, but not set in stone.
Piper, I think safely I can speak for Ron on this matter too. We want you to just spend some time getting to know your kids. this thing, and I don't have to tell you boys, I mean, this has been such an all-consuming kind of whirlwind of celebrity that we've been a part of the last decade that I think it's safe to say we've all kind of ignored our families. You know, so spend some time with those loved ones.
Well, so many people have suffered in our lives for the
so many people have suffered. Yeah.
My oldest daughter she just started her senior year. So we're ending this. So basically, I mean, I have like 7 months left of fathering. And,
Doesn't even know you. She doesn't even know you.
Yeah. We celebrated her 8th birthday, and then I just disappeared from her life to do this podcast. And
listen, I want you to take 1 to 3 weeks, okay, and spend some quality time with her before we resurrect Happy Rant Sports. All right.
Noted. All right.
So, yeah, you know, take her. Take her to an amusement park. Get to know her name.
You know, buy her some cotton candy. I know she's like 20 now. Just, you know, buy her a doll from American Girls. Yeah. Like, just do something
animal,
nice.
Throw my arm out. Yeah,
exactly. Jeez,
tell Barnabas to do something nice for her.
yeah. You do something nice for her.
Boys, I didn't even consider. I mean, forgive me, fellas. I didn't even remember that you had this little side hustle called Happy Rant Sports. Mm. Now, obviously, if you continue that, you're going to have to do something about the name because, you know, I do have lawyers. But I'm curious.
You're going to lawyer up, baby?
I'm curious if you guys had even considered, like, carrying that on under some other guise, you know?
And I'm not being coy here. Like, I literally hadn't thought about it. now, the mention of it is, you know, I mean, it's not a bad idea, and I've certainly enjoyed doing it. So, I mean, those discussions, we'll have to get our agents and lawyers involved, and, you know, Piper will have to run it by his wife and his kind of newly gotten to know kids, and just see how comfortable they are with him dipping his toes back into the decadent world of podcasting. But, you know, I think it could be a possibility.
Is there anybody else that does, like, okay, this is all seriousness. Is anybody else doing, like a sports pod? I know there's a million sports pods. I mean, like a sports pod, like an evangelical sports pod. Is that happening anywhere?
Man, I have no idea. Pipe, do you know of one?
I mean, Sports Spectrum has a podcast, but that leans more into like interviewing people in the sports realm and about matters.
Here's an
of
interview
faith
with some baseball player that mentioned Jesus one time 6 years ago or whatever. Yeah,
you know, the faith of Rick Pitino and stuff like that.
Right, right.
And so I'm not aware of anybody who's doing what we do, which is mostly be sports fans and like armchair analysts. and then occasionally bring in sort of the how does this affect matters of faith and life and sort of. So I'm not sure. I know there was a podcast a few years ago called Mahaney Sports, and I think CJ Mahaney and his son did it.
Yeah, I was on it for a couple of apps.
Okay. Oh, that's great. I remember that, too.
It's fairly short-lived. Other than that, I'm not aware of much.
Maybe there's a hole in the marketplace, Piper, that can only be filled by you and me. So we'll kick that around, consider it. I got a couple pods, boys. These are not secret. They're very, very public. One is called Cluck. It's myself and Joshua Loftus. We drop weekly. A lot of discussions, a little bit of laughter. I have one called the Gut Check Podcast that I've had for almost as long as this one. And we're finally dropping episodes consistently. My co-host on that one is Zachary Bartles. That one is a lot of ha-has and laughter with a little bit of discussion. So a little something for everybody in that lineup. So check out Cluck. Check out the Gut Check Podcast. Also, I'll be dropping some information about my secret project with Jared T. Wilson. So, you know, I'm keeping that. Yeah, I'm keeping it really close to the vest right now.
So close that Jared also doesn't know about it?
Yeah, it might be. But, I mean, we've had some, you know, some preliminaries about it, meaning that we said hello at a conference 4 years ago. But, you know, I just think everybody... It's safe to assume nearly everyone is thinking about starting a podcast with Jared C. Wilson. You know, I mean, it's just do you act on it or not? Like, is it sinful to have the thought and not act on it? You know,
that's are you anybody if you don't have a pod with Jared C. Wilson? That's my question.
Are you even a person? Does your life have any value or meaning? Really? I mean,
yeah.
Are you even created in God's image? You know,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, actually, look, Big M is texting me right now, and she said she has a new pod coming out with Jared C.
Well, of course she does. Yeah. The art of pastor wifing, you know.
Right. Dude, with Jared C.'s wife.
No, with Jared C. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Because he needs something else for sure. What's Jared C. been doing in the book realm recently? Has he dropped like two or three books since we last mentioned
him? He actually has.
It's been a while since we've talked about him.
Yes. Believe it or not, he has. He had an Advent book drop.
Of course he did. I mean, who hasn't had an Advent? Piper, do you have your Advent book dropping soon?
No, I leave that in the hands of those who enjoy Advent.
Baby, listen, don't say the names of these titles, okay? He needs to be paying.
I don't know the names of these titles, so you don't have to sweat it. But he had an Advent book. I'm not kidding. I think he did like one of those where he edited and did a new foreword for an old book. And he has another new book literally like dropping like in a week. I'm not kidding.
Golly.
It's like three books.
He also just signed a contract with a publisher, which I saw. You know, he did the contract signing photo. He's, you know, the pipeline continues.
Dude, I want to do a thing on contract signing photos. So people are still doing this, yes or no? Is it pretty consistent for authors?
Jared C. does it. I know that. But yeah.
Does he do it in sort of a – does he try to be a little glib about it and a little tongue-in-cheek? Like, oh, ha-ha. Or is he like, hey, super grateful?
It's more like I'm pumped because I got this book coming out that I'm, you know, just real, you know, jacked up about or whatever.
Yeah, now I can like repave my driveway or fix the fence out back or whatever.
Yeah, I can I can pay the plumber finally.
Yeah, I can pay the plumber. I can buy another year of college for my kid.
I feel like I should start a podcast with Jared C. called Book Babies.
Book Babies.
And it can be all about his book writing gestation period.
Yeah, which is not much. It's like the reformed real baby gestation period.
You know who would love that? You know who would love that pod though, Pipe? Jared C. He would love that pod.
I'm aware. That was only sort of tongue in cheek that we could get that launched.
Hey, baby, is Jared gonna bring the brood, the whole C family, out to Indianapolis for the last hurrah there?
I think Jared C is gonna be there for sure. But
wow.
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I know he's going to be at TGC. I mean, I told him, you know, it would be a friendship ender if he was there and didn't come. So I don't know. Yeah. He might not be there.
Jared C. He puts the C in TGC. You know,
100. Yeah, absolutely.
Boys, let's take a break. Let's pay some bills. And by that, I mean pay no bills. And on the other side of it, we're going to talk some bucket list stuff. We'll be back in 2 and 2. All right, boys, we're back. Baby, you raised in the group chat the notion of bucket lists as a concept. The notion of some categories that we could talk about vis-a-vis bucket lists. And the whole idea that like nobody really ever talked about this before our generation. I think our generation were probably first to this idea. I had one I almost said that would have been offensive to our network, so I'm gonna withhold it. But baby, what do you think of this idea of bucket lists? And keeping in mind that like we are three of the most privileged people that there are, so we've already been able to do, for me at least, more than I could have ever imagined, you know. So if I have a bucket list remaining, it's pretty short. But where are you at on this, baby?
Yeah, no, likewise, man. I mean, for sure. That's well stated. I think in the old days, it was just like, what do you want to do before you die? And they shortened it. And that wasn't very cheery. So they gave it a better name called bucket list. And there may have been a movie or so. I forget.
But, I think there was something like a Morgan Freeman movie or something.
I was going to say
Jack Nicholson.
Maybe it was both or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's where I think the name like kind of got its... I mean, I'm sure it existed before that, but it seemed like to take off from that. I don't know. It's like it's a weird thing because it's become kind of a topic of conversation. You know, if you're ever in a group of people and somebody will say, well, like, well, that's a bucket list item for me. And then it's like, well, what's your bucket list item? And it usually has to do with travel. Generally, it seems like that's usually what it seems to be centered around. But I don't know, all kinds of, because everybody's afraid to talk about accomplishments and so it's usually just, oh man, I hope I can visit, you know, I can climb to the top of Mount Everest without dying someday. And, you know, like one of those kind of deals, right? I hope to travel to such and such place. But I don't know. I don't, there's some people I talk to that seem to go on, like every time you talk to them, it seems to come up. And I don't know that, I don't know that my mind generally works that way. Like, oh man, I better get the, you know, like I better do this thing before I die or my life will not have been worth living, you know? So I don't really think about anything quite in those terms. Right. Yeah. And that's probably because I don't know. I don't know why. It's like, whether I do this thing or not, I don't think my life is depending on it, you know, to have a fulfilling life. To me, it's more of like, well, are there some things you would like to do? And it's like, yeah, kind of. I think so. You know, yeah. I mean, without being too weird about it or too contrarian about it, it's like, well, yeah, of course. But I don't know how like awesome they are. Sometimes like bucket list stuff is like, it's so attainable. It's like, it's almost better to talk. I think it's more interesting to talk about bucket list stuff that's totally attainable and like you just haven't done it yet. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. So I have a question about these people who are talking a lot about it. Are they roughly our age?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, they might be younger, you know. So I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that. It could be like people more in their 20s that are just like discovering life and they haven't, you know, I don't know. But then I meet people in their 20s that have done like 54 times as many things as I have. Yeah. You know, traveled to like 400 countries already. And like, you know, it's like,
that's part of the culture now, man. These kids, if they go to college, especially if they go to Christian college, they're traveling to like 74 countries before they graduate. I mean, it's just part of the deal. Pipe, was Wheaton like that when you were there? Were they throwing kids on airplanes left and right? Was that part of the deal?
There was always like spring break trip opportunities, you know, various, you know, go dig a ditch or do VBS or whatever it was. And, So there was some of that. And then there would be summer programs. And then there was some study abroad opportunities. But it wasn't constant. But the sports teams did stuff like that all the time. So, like, regularly, the teams that weren't in season, whether it was Christmas break or spring break, would go do some sort of mission trip. So there'd be all sorts of, you know, photos of the, you know, girls basketball team off, you know, playing with children somewhere or something like that. And that was pretty common. I think the bucket list thing is really interesting because on the one hand, it's the most casual, like flippant phrase, you know? Mm-hmm. So recently Taylor Swift's tour came through Nashville. She played, I think, 2 or 3 nights here. And I heard one or two people be like, oh, it's a bucket list concert for me.
Interesting.
You know, so I think it just means it's on a list of things I would like to do. So that's why I say it's flippant. Like it's not like I intend to do this thing before I die as much as that's a thing I'd like to do.
Yeah, that's
and
better.
Then on the other hand, there's all the weight that people put on it where I think some people actually have the sense that if they don't do this thing, they will die disappointed. You know, whatever that thing is, you know, visit, you know, go to the Andes or whatever. And to them, I mostly think, I feel like you're probably going to die disappointed anyway because you're dying. And
that seems like a peak disappointing moment.
Right? Death feels slightly disappointing. Even
son
if
of a gun,
expected.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
You're like, man, this is happening. And then also, like you guys said, I've had the chance to do a handful of really awesome things, you know, more travel than previous generations. Like, you know, when our grandfathers went to World War II, they were like the first people in their families to leave the country after immigrating here. And it wasn't, for tourism. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I don't know how many countries I've had gotten to visit. I mean, somewhere north of a dozen probably.
Yeah.
And I still have this weird sense of like, man, I'm missing out on all the places I haven't been while also having been more places and experienced more things than most previous generations, which just, so all of that kind of makes me think that again, like the bucket list thing is just going to leave you probably a little bit like, oh, like I did everything and there's still a billion things I haven't done.
Yeah, no, that's a good word. I have two kind of specific questions on this that I think will be interesting to you both because you're both Christian dudes of a certain age, but you're also both pastors. And it's kind of related to bucket list, but kind of not. Something I've been, I don't want to say frustrated by lately, that's a little too strong a word, but something I've noticed lately is that dudes our age who are Christians only get excited about two things, and they can only talk about two things. So you get together, let's say you go out to lunch with like three or four Christian dudes of a certain age. They're getting excited about money or trips. And that's all they can talk about. And if you get Christian dudes together and like the topic of somebody that you know who has money comes up, like the gleam in these guys' eyes, like you can see the gears turning and they're rubbing their hands together. And I feel like everywhere I've ever been in the world, Christian dudes have always gotten really excited about people with money. And have you guys noticed this or am I crazy?
That's a great question, man.
I think it's that sort of segmented. You know, that is certainly true in certain populations, and it always comes with caveats. You know, I was actually talking to one of the other guys on staff here earlier because he's planning a big fall retreat for the youth group, and you know, there's a cost associated with it, and he was just kind of fascinated at how different families approach the cost. You know, where some of them are like, sure, absolutely, my kids can go. Some of them are like, my kids can't go because it costs too much, and their lifestyles look exactly the same. You know, you can't really tell who has how much money. And so there's always like this weird opacity about money. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's part of the reason it's fascinating. And then there's always sort of a faux humility about it where guys like, you know, I dabble in the stock market. And what he means is he has millions and millions of dollars in investment accounts or something.
Yeah.
So I think that's true. Trips are just a sneaky way to talk about yourself.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, so you get somebody talking about their trip. So Lauren and I are watching very slowly making our way through Cheers.
I love Cheers.
And there's a scene where – or there's a couple episodes where there's this running bit where Cliff has been to Florida and comes back and everybody's just annoyed at him because he won't stop talking about Florida. That's sort of the trip vibe where, you know, something comes up and they're like, well, when I was in Antigua – and you're like, oh, Lord, would you please stop? And so I see some of that. And what I find fascinating is that I find both of those subjects – soul-sucking to be in a conversation about. Like, if I go on a trip, I don't want to tell people about it. I barely want to acknowledge that I left the country.
There's such boring things to talk about. And yet, like, it's all dudes our age have. Like you'll run into somebody and he'll be like, hey, how was your summer? You'll be like, good. And they'll be, the follow-up question is always, did you go anywhere interesting? You know, where'd you guys go? You know, and it's like, Well, we did go places, maybe, but like that's, I just wonder, baby, like what did we talk about when we were young and interesting? You know what I mean? Like, cause I feel like, I don't know. You remember those hangouts you would have with people like in your 20s and maybe early 30s where it was like, I don't know, you're talking long into the night and everybody's fired up and like ideas are flying around and those days are over.
Yeah. I mean, I think, no, dude, I think we talked about a whole lot of, wait for it, nothing.
Yeah, but, probably.
and everybody's just talking over each other. That does, that still happens at my age too. But yeah, I don't think we were talking about anything important, but there's, I mean, you're pontificating when you're in your teens and like, you're just,
right.
You're kind of declaring like all the things you're going to be and do constantly. Yes. Or dream about doing, you know? I think when you get older, it's weird because you're talking about stuff that's possible. So you're talking about possibilities as you get older. Whereas when you're younger, you're talking theoretically, you know, in a lot of ways. Because you have no idea what your life is going to be. And now when you talk, it's more of like, well, you know, this is what I'd like to do, or this is what I'm probably never going to be able to do, but it would be fun to do. Or, hey, tell me, have you done this? Because I don't think I'm ever going to get to do this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good point.
We're just we're just walking books of Ecclesiastes where
pretty much
like you just at this point in life, you start talking about things. You're like, yeah, done that. It's kind of pointless. Whereas when you're 20, like if here's the thing, if you sat in on the conversations with all of those 22-year-olds late into the night throwing around ideas, you would be bored. You would be like, yeah, none of that matters. That is all pointless. You are wasting an enormous amount of oxygen about stuff that you can't solve and that at some point you'll be jaded about.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Although I don't know, I work with like 20 to 22-year-olds, so I get to be privy to some of their conversations. And yeah, I can honestly say they're not more interesting than us. But yeah, I guess to your point, Bigar, it's just they have this whole universe of possibilities ahead of them. And that makes them maybe inherently more interesting than the guy who's been doing X career for the last 20 years and all he can really talk about is his trip or who he knows who has money, you know?
Well, I mean, dude, here's the thing too. Like, I mean, you know, to give a nod to something our boy Pipe wrote about, you know, at some point, I've actually, like when I talk to people that I don't know well and they have, they're kind of, you know, they've kind of lived a bit of a storied life. Like I'm pretty curious. Like I like asking questions. Like I like hearing about places they've gone, stuff they've done, stuff they're thinking about doing. I mean, dude, those things can get boring, especially if they're boring people and they want to fill you with details that are unnecessary to like learn about. But dude, I love talking to some dude that's like done a bunch of cool stuff and is interested in doing more cool stuff. And like, I'm good just to sit back and drink it in. Right. Like, I think that's good convo. Right.
Yeah. It can be if it's the right person, you know, it really can be. But if it's the wrong person, it can get really boring really quick. So here's a question for us to consider. In the universe of that conversation, let's say you're talking about a trip. It could be any trip. What makes someone the right person? Like, what's the right sort of conversationally fun way to talk about something banal that really nobody cares about? You know what I mean? Like nobody at a deep fundamental level, nobody really cares where you went. But there's a way to talk about it that would be interesting and fun.
It's the same stuff that makes novels good. I mean, it's can you tell the people part of the story well? Like the fascinating guy that Ronnie was just talking about, that sort of paradigm, that guy's fascinating, not because he did all those interesting things, but because you're kind of peeling back layers to a person and being like, oh, like I thought you were just like Jim the Deacon who's always here opening up the building. And then you find out like, oh, you used to work as an FBI agent or you're just a hilarious storyteller about your days as a garbage man or whatever it is. Yeah. And it's the storytelling aspect. I mean,
there's an art to it, and some people are really good at it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Part of the reason I don't like talking about trips that I've gone on is because I'm not a good storyteller in terms of sort of the sort of mundane and turn it into humor or turn it into meaning. Yeah. I'm just sort of like, we went and did a thing, which is boring.
that is boring. Yeah, yeah.
Here lies Barnabas Piper. He went and did a thing. That dude, write that down, Pipe. That needs to be on the stone. That needs to be on the stone.
No, that's good. Yeah, I think you're right though, Pipe. Like the thing that makes a novelist good, and I think that the thing that makes a narrator good, there's got to be a little humility baked into there, and it's got to be genuine, right? It can't be feigned or put on, which makes it gradations worse. So a little humility, a little vulnerability, a little bit of humor, like here's something that went wrong, or this was something unexpected, or whatever. Maybe some good secondary characters. Like, there's got to be a point to it besides, like, I don't know, we went to Honduras and it was beautiful and I bought a machete or whatever, there's got to be more. So.
Yeah, and again, here's the other part to that too, is like, there's some, and this is just the flip of it, all right?
Yeah.
Which is like, I know I'll find out some dudes have done interesting stuff and like, it is like pulling teeth trying to get them to even like tell you anything about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, no, you don't understand. Like, I'm literally interested. Like, tell me about this thing. We went to Iceland. It's like, you gotta say more than that, man.
Yeah, tell me all about it. Because
I'm interested in going to Iceland. Like, dude, give me the details, And then you meet these dudes that are just like, I mean, it was fine. And yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, we had this weird fish. Anyway, what have you been up to? I'm like, oh my gosh, man, you gotta deliver some goods on this one.
Okay, so that to me is interesting. So something inherent in that is something I've been chewing on for a while. Maybe there's just a void in the world of Christian dudes. I think Christian dudes are like percentage points worse at conversation than just like normal dudes. I do think this is true. And I don't know why. Do you guys have any theories? Or do you
is it like a faux humility that everybody or a legitimate humility that everybody has to make sure that they're not trying to be too over the top about what they're doing and how much money it costs, because you get all those factors in, right?
Here's a dynamic that I catch a whiff of in the world of Christian dudes. Well, my wife's the talker. Like she does she's the charismatic one. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
And I just stand here. I jam my, my hands into my pants pockets and I just stand here.
A line that has been said in the Martin family, never.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. No one's ever said that about you guys, but I think it applies to most Christian dudes. I don't know. I just think Christian dudes are kind of worse at conversation.
I think a big aspect of it is sense of humor. And when I say sense of humor, I don't mean like joke telling. I just mean like being able to participate in humor at all. And I think there's sort of a multi-generational starvation of humor, because especially in the Reformed world, it's just sort of choked out of you. It's frowned upon, it's trite, it's meaningless, it's whatever. And so, like, how many witty Christian men do you know?
Yeah.
Like, who will just drop a comment or, like, that you sit next to them in a boring meeting and they're the ones who, like, under their breath say the thing that make you fall apart laughing. It's probably a very small number.
Yeah.
Hey, besides John Crist, nobody. I know no witty.
And I'm not even, I think he may have departed the Christian realm.
That was a joke, but yes.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if you were up to speed. He was canceled.
No. Yeah, I know. But I think he was re-embraced as well.
Okay. So. Weird second chances. Good. If you can't be a good storyteller, it really helps to be funny to be able to sort of engage in any sort of humor, laugh at somebody else's humor. And when you are earnest and serious, your conversational bullseye is tiny and it is only present on like 5% of the population. So if you can't talk sports and you can't talk books and you can't talk current events and you can't make jokes about stuff and not be overly serious, like you're going to be boring. And a lot of guys are.
Yeah, no, that's good. And something you said in there was really interesting to me, and it's the whole idea of a dude can really bring value to a group just by being a good audience member. Like somebody who can recognize humor and laugh at it. Like that guy is worth his weight in gold, you know? Like even if he's not bringing the one-liners or the great stories himself, like if he can, you know, kind of judge it and laugh at the appropriate times, like that guy's pretty valuable.
He's energy in the room, you know? So if there's four or five people and you make a joke and he gets it and laughs, he just created a tone. And boy, are those people valuable.
No, they're huge. Yeah, they're hugely valuable. And yeah, I just think one of you guys made the point about Reformdom. I just think Reformdom has like so elevated the whole like plotting, like hand to the plow, you know, just plotting forward in the same direction. Like we elevated that idea so much that like if you have a bit of a personality, you almost get dinged for it in the Reformed world. You know, it's like, you know, what are you so jokey about? You know, you're almost getting like devalued or your stock goes down because of it, I think.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. What are you so happy about? You're too depraved to be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking to somebody about this the other day, and I was like, I need to confess that I struggle to read a lot of the Puritans because I can only read about somebody calling themselves a worm so many times. You know, there's like Paul called himself the chief of sinners, but he only did it once. You know, he didn't self-flagellate. And there seems to be that sort of aura of things in the Reformed world where it's like we are all so worthless.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't actually realize how funny it is that you keep calling yourself worthless. And there's a lot to laugh at in your you know, sincere, like, self-loathing.
Exactly. And to that, I would say many of you are worthless as it pertains to conversation. That is very true. But we don't have to be, right? Yeah.
As a human, but as a conversationalist.
Yeah, not as a human. Definitively. Right. Yeah, but in conversation, completely worthless. But yeah, again, we don't have to be. We can loosen the tie and, you know, have a few ha-has from time to time, as we have done on this program, boys. And as we will continue doing for a few more weeks here until it all culminates in Indianapolis on September 24, which people should run to get their tickets for that. Boys, we've done what we always do on this program. And until next time.
We want to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for partnering with us on this podcast. Be sure to go to lifeaudio.com and take a look at the other podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.